down and he said, there's the problem. But God knew the problem was going to exist before the problem came. There is nothing that goes on or ever has happened or ever shall happen that God doesn't know is going to happen. You got me? God is God. What's the difference between us and God? Man said, I'm my own God. Here's the problem. God is God and you're not. You got that? God is God. You are not. I know God the Father through His Son Jesus. I said, yes, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He came to die on a cross for me. I believe that. And He did it to fix the problem. My problem. Your problem. God says, I know you're hurting. I've come to give you peace. I know you're broken. I've come to put you back together again. And all the prophets of God proclaim the coming of the one you just read about in John 3:16. The Lord is coming. Salvation is coming. And when salvation comes, He's not leaving. Not only is He going to change the world, to change you, everything that goes on is for your benefit. Even if you have an enemy and that enemy stands around and that enemy says, I'm going to destroy that individual, God says, no, you're not. He's mine, she's mine. You will not destroy what is mine because I have come to fix the problem. And if God came to fix the problem, and you and I have accepted His Son as Lord and Savior, He's given us the power to fix the problem. You hear me? That power comes in who Jesus is.
Amen.
That power is about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what we must do to fix the problem is hear God.
That's right.
Hear His word. Listen, Ezekiel 33:7. This prophet of God lived during the period of Israel's captivity by Babylon. They're living in Babylon. The Babylonian captivity. Ezekiel comes to him. And Ezekiel said, tell him, I got a message for you from God. You're great. You're God's people. They were beaten down. They were broken. They were enslaved again. God's children. They saw themselves as losers. They saw themselves as nothing but the dirt of the ground. And God said, tells Ezekiel, Ezekiel, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Now listen to this. A watchman. The watchmen that were assigned were not individuals assigned to watch over the villages or the God's people. But just wait, and when you see them coming, you sound the alarm. No, 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 no. God's watchman was given the ability to know what was going to happen before it happened. I want you to warn the people before you see destruction coming over the ridge. Preacher, I want you to preach the gospel because destruction's headed to the ridge. Don't you wait until it's bearing down on them. Warn them, tell them, show them. My word is Jesus. My word is hope. My word is peace. My word is love. Tell them I love them. But these were broken now. They were broken. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. And preacher, don't you start telling them what you think. Give them warning from me. And Ezekiel comes out and he's proclaiming the truth of God. But God's people saw themselves as nothing but dust, dirt. No hope. How can this preacher Ezekiel be talking about the greatness of God's people? Look at us. And he said, now Ezekiel, I want you to take my word and recognize the problem. Folks, you listen to me. You cannot deal with the problem until you recognize what the problem is. You've got to recognize what that problem is. Sometimes, and a lot of times, frankly, that problem's you. You just got to recognize it. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 10. Listen. The hand of the Lord was upon me. You hear Randy and I talking about that all the time. Folks, when the Lord grabs a hold of you, you will preach His word His way, because your tongue won't go any other direction. Your heart is focused, but it's focused by Him. And that heart that you have is God's heart that's focused on anybody and everybody but who we are, but ourselves. That's the facts. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. Bones that were there were very dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Now you got to picture Ezekiel. Ezekiel, look at this. And here this poor preacher, spiritually, he's standing there looking at a valley of dry bones. That is not inspiring to the preacher. The preacher would rather have you sleep in the pew than drying up outside of it. But that wasn't very inspiring. And the Lord asked him, hey preacher, can these bones live? Very wise in Ezekiel. Lord, only you know that one. I could figure, I don't have a clue what he's even talking about. Bunch of bones. They're dry. Ezekiel even really pushed and he said, they're not just dry. Brother Randy, they're very dry. Very dry. He recognized the problem. Dry bones do nothing for the glory of God. God didn't leave the dust of the earth as dust of the earth. He used it to mold His greatest of creation, you and me. We weren't meant to be dry bones in the dust. We were meant to be breathing, living spirits of Almighty God proclaiming His word. And He molded us to do that. He breathed into us His life that He wanted for us. He gave us a mission. Tell them how dry you were and show them that you're alive today. Be on fire for the Lord. So Ezekiel's looking around. Lord, you got the answer to this one. Well, Ezekiel, here's what you do. Now listen to me. Speak to the problem. Recognize the problem. Speak to the problem. Ezekiel 37:4. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You want to fix the problem? It takes the word of the Lord for it to be fixed.
That's right.
You want the remedy for it? It's the word of God has the remedy. You need the power for it? Power is in the word. Because that word was given to us by the blood of Christ. And by that power in the blood. There's power in the word. There's power. When he said, thus saith the Lord thy God, even Satan gets out of the way. He knows about that word. He's experienced what can happen, and he even knows what's going to happen when that word speaks him and casts him straight to the pit for eternity. Speak to the problem. Dry bones, hear the word of God. You see, that's my calling and your calling as a Christian. I can't fix people. Oh, I wish I could, but I can't. But you ever just love somebody so much that you just want to unscrew their head and take out the garbage and put in the good stuff and screw it back on? Think of that. You want to fix them. And the greatest problems we have as a loving Christian, we want to fix our kids. We want to fix our friends. We want to fix everyone that we come associated with. The problem with that is this. You can't fix an individual in your image and expect them to reflect the image of God. I am created in the image of Almighty God, created for His purpose, and I do not have the right, I do not have the strength, I do not have what it would take to overrule, nor do I want to, the word of Almighty God. When God speaks, all creation listens. There's no talking back to God. And God says, look at the problem. Ezekiel, tell them to do this. Hear my word. Once that seed is sown, witness the victory. Oh, listen, I love this part of it. Ezekiel 37:10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Ezekiel didn't say, so I prophesied the way I thought it ought to be. Ezekiel was quite wise, because after he saw the valley of dry bones, he had already admitted, I have no idea what to do with this mess. And the Lord said to God, it would be. It's simple. Speak my words. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Can't you picture Ezekiel? Think of that power. And the Lord said, don't you ever let them think that they are so beat down at the dust of the earth that I can't bring them alive. That I can't pull them out. I'm the one who created from nothing. The only one who's ever created anything. Because to create is to make from nothing. And when God began, nothing was present. And God spoke something into being. And then He created us. The only of God's creation that has the ability to love God back. Now, all creation experiences God's love, but we are the only ones of creation that have the ability not only to be loved by God, but God said that He created us so we could love Him back. Now, when we're that special to God, do you not think that the problems you feel that are in your life that you can never survive, haven't you just sort of figured out they really don't look that big? Because you see, you and I have been given an invitation. That's what we do at the end of a service. I invite you to come to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I invite you to come to be a part of our fellowship. I invite you to come to an ultimate place of love, the arms of Christ. We get aggravated with each other. That's what families do. But you know what supersedes that? Love. How many times you've been down in the ditch of life and you know good and well you're nothing but dust of the earth again? You ever been that low to feel that feeling? that you're a dry bone in the middle of the world? And I have a word for you from God. I created you for a purpose, for a reason, and the reason I created you is to love you and to give you the ability to love me back. Now get off your pity horse, and I want you to stand up strong as an army. If I made you out of the dust of the earth, do you not believe that I can recreate you? What do you think God's doing at the resurrection? I mean, people, we're going to be, these bodies are going to be down in the dust. When we're gone, we're coming back to get them. But they're going to be glorified bodies then. The Lord will recreate that body into a glorified body. What does that mean? It means we're going to be just like Jesus. You got me? Oh, not greater than Jesus. Just like Jesus. Given a glorified body. Because he promised it. So do you not think that he can remold you right now? Stick that back together? Dry dust. Bones. Well, if we might clank as we move, our joints might pop as we go forward. But as long as you have breath, you speak God's word. That's what touches the hearts. God's word. Not your thoughts, not your ideals, not your remaking. God's molding back together again. Stronger than before. Believe it. Trust him. Trust and obey. For there's no other way. It's a good song, Brother Randy. There's no other way. His name is Jesus. And he loves us. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name, give you thanks for the blessing, Father, that the dry bones can truly live. That each of us have been given that special spirit that only you, Heavenly Father, could give us. Oh, help us to share your spirit with the world. Give us the direction, the strength, the wisdom, the kindness that we're going to need to reach the world of hurting people, that we might invite them to the throne of grace, mercy, and truth. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.